I think we were kind of like the weird band. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of bands up in like the Fargo slash Moorhead Fargo area. There's like a lot of rock. There's some hardcore music too and stuff. But yeah, and it's still going to this day. So it's good. A lot of nice people in it. That's what's good.
But do you still keep track of what's happening in the music scene?
Yeah, we got a lot of friends that still live up there too. So like when we're off tour, we live like 2.5 hours like south of Fargo, like with our parents in Benson, Minnesota. And on weekends, sometimes we'll go up there for shows and just hang out with friends and keep in touch because we love it up there.
Moorhead is quite unknown, I'd say. And how did you experience the transition from playing your first shows there in Moorhead and then suddenly playing your first headliner show?
Like first headliner show? Like, we had headline shows there and they weren't that big. Then like you just keep touring and touring and touring. And then like we just did our first headlining tour last time and like comparing to when we were starting back in like the Fargo Moorhead scene to like now, it's like our band has progressed a lot, and like it's weird. Like back then, it would just be kind of friends of friends that would come to shows, or your friends would come to the shows, and now it's just like people show up because they just like genuinely like your music. So that's kind of like pretty awesome.
And do you still remember the point where you kind of felt like, okay, maybe we're able to make a living from this?
Yeah, I think we all could agree that after we released this Couches Long and Full Friendship, like in January of 2013, we booked like a full U.S. tour, like 54 days, and we had like a van breakdown, we had some shows fall through, and kind of like the whole cliche DIY touring experience, and we got home and we like broke even, or maybe we made like $50, and we thought, holy crap, we just did like 2 months of traveling and we for free, kind of a thing, you know. And when we released that record, like weeks before we went on that tour, there's people in like certain cities that we've never been to. We're like singing along to our songs, and we just kind of thought, "Holy crap, this is happening! It's pretty cool."
I know that you've been touring for quite a while. You've been touring with Touché Amoureux and now with the Wonder Years. How was it so far?
Oh, we're so happy to be doing it. It's been awesome.
Yeah,
it's been great. Like Touché Amoureux, I feel like has different fans compared to the Wonder Years. They're just kind of two different styles of music, a little bit, and it's cool to like get new fans and play in front of new faces of different crowds, you know, and yeah, people are saying they want us to come back as soon as possible. So yeah, we just hopefully both different groups of people can come as one and stuff. It's just been fun. Everybody's super cool. And the shows have been really great.
I know that you've been touring for quite a lot. I mean, you have a really tight touring schedule. And I also saw that you were playing in Iceland, which I believe is quite uncommon for a band from the States to play over there.
Yeah, Iceland was awesome. We played 2 shows there. It was about like, each show was probably like 30 to 50 people, but those 30 to 50 people were all just super in the zone, super happy that we were there. And then we had a day off too, and we just like explored and saw like cool waterfalls and like mountain stuff. And it was a really great experience. So we want to go back to Iceland next time we come out, you know, make our way to this part of the world.
How would you say, do you learn from being on tour for so long?
I mean, just like, I don't know, like people can go to school for like tour managing and things like that, which obviously it's beneficial, but you don't really know what touring's like until you experience touring. And yeah, we've been doing it for like a handful of years now, and we just kind of are getting more used to it, but yet we're still, you know, going out of our comfort zones, like playing like Iceland, different places we've never been to. So because we still like the thrill of like not knowing what to expect, but we truly just enjoy touring, and we don't want to stop. So we were having a lot of fun. There's some bands, you know, that don't have as much fun, but everybody's different, you know.
What band, for example?
I can't say that. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. No. But there's just bands out there who love it. Some bands hate it. Some bands are okay with it. You know, everybody's different, you know.
But you also say that, you already said that touring with Touché Amoureux and with the Wonder Years is quite a different audience. How would you say does touring with them influence your way of making music? Or would you also say that it maybe influenced your live shows?
I mean, watching Touché Amoureux live, they're definitely like more hardcore and heavy. And after every show, I was just like, gosh, we should write heavier music. And then on like, you know, this tour where it's like, it's, you know, it's like more catchy sing-along, and it makes you just want to write more catchy sing-along stuff. I don't know. Like when you write music, then after a tour, you kind of, no matter what, get influenced by the band you're just on tour with, I feel.
If you enjoy their music.
Yeah, if you enjoy it. And we definitely enjoy both bands a lot, so. And a lot of the bands we tour with, we really enjoy it. We feel like we've been lucky with all these tours.
to me celebrate at least has a bit more punk influences than Pleasant Living, and I know that you actually did that on purpose to, in order to connect both of those punk and math rock influences, and I was wondering, what are your claims when it comes to writing music?
I mean, we just write whatever we think sounds good. We like to do a blend of, like, you know, like you can tap your toe to it even though it's still weird, like kind of like you can maybe have a chorus or like a sing-along memorable part, but it's still weird time signature, like just some goofy guitar, drum, whatever. We just like kind of thinking outside the box instead of just doing like four chords, you know, or something like that, you know. But nothing wrong with that either, but we just like to do different things without sounding too out left field or too wild, you know.
Would you say that since your first record that it might take you a little bit longer to finish a song since you're quite having more look on how it sounds? Or would you say that it become easier to finish one?
I think it's just been the same. I mean, our songwriting and everything's just been the same exact way how we've always done it. But now with like Celebrate, we went to the studio like two or three different times just to demo with the same guy, our friend Greg, who actually recorded the record. And it was just kind of nice hearing some like advice or like some tips that he would recommend, and we'd all just kind of like gather a bunch of ideas before recording the final product. And those like little demo sessions like helped a lot. So we've learned that we should do that for the next records we make. But no, it's been kind of the same. Like writing and everything's been nothing, no drastic changes or anything.
I know that you are related to some sort of a family band. How do you deal with criticism? Maybe deal with it somehow differently than you would deal with it when it comes from, I don't know, some friend?
I don't know. Everyone's just pretty straightforward and honest, and no one gets their feelings too hurt and stepped on. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. We're only three people, so we get along pretty well and deal with everything nicely.
In terms of personal lyrics, I know that Stage 4 by Touche Amore is probably an example of how personal lyrics can be. And I was wondering, how open are you when you're writing your songs, especially on Celebrate? Are there maybe things where you say, oh no, in a way, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to sing about it, or just...
Writing lyrics, like, we want to make sure we connect with people in some way, shape, or form. Like, I'll write lyrics about a certain thing that's happened in my life, or like a specific person or whatnot, but I don't want it to be like, oh, all about me or anything like that, not be too selfish about it. So, you know, like there's a song on our record called Breathe Deep, and like that song is just about trying to be optimistic and just like outlast the upcoming years. But I also wrote it about being a snowman trying to outlast the summer. So it's just kind of, that's the nice thing about songwriting, you know, it's like, it's kind of like it's your art, you can kind of write whatever you want it to be about. But we like to be like, have the, you know, emotional ties with everybody. Because then when you're singing along live at a show and people are singing it back at you, you kind of get like a nice connection with it, and it's fun. It's what we love to do.
I also said that you're talking about your songs, that you sometimes post these playthroughs.
People just wanted to see the guitar playing videos, and we're like, okay, yeah, sure. And we posted them. We kind of felt like, oh yeah, they're pretty cool, but it seems like it's been received really well. So maybe we'll do more of them. I'm not sure.
Would you call yourself a guitar geek? I mean, is it something where you could talk about for hours, or?
No, people come up to the merch table and they'll ask me questions like, what kind of pickups do you have in your guitar? Like, what do you think of the DD3 and all this like pedals? And I'm like, I'm a very simple guy. I don't know. I just, I respect people. Like, I love hearing about it, but I would not say I'm a guitar geek. I just enjoy playing.